If you ask people on the team, this isn't just at Microsoft. I've spent a lot of time with other companies. That's part of my job is helping other companies do better user-centered design. If you ask the people on the product team, who is their user? Who's their target user? Most products, most people think of their product as it's for everybody. If I said, you know, what is for Internet Explorer? Who are the users? Well, it's everybody. It's anybody who has an internet connection. Who uses Windows? Everybody. And even for very niche market products, it's still hard to put your finger on. This is the most important customer for us. There's a technique that we've been spending a lot of time thinking about sort of evolving over the past few years, about 5 years, that is called personas. That the technique is there's a lot involved in it, but one aspect of doing personas is to think about in a very careful way the users of your products, and to actually cull down the number of possible target users to the most strategic set for you to focus on. So if you think of your product as, well, this is for everybody in the world, for personas, you narrow that down to 3 to 5 very specific types of users. And they're very concrete, like the details that are part of that profile are, you know, everything about their lives. And what that allows, even once you have those 3 to 5, you still prioritize those. So out of those 3 or 5, you've got the number 1, the number 2, and the number 3. And you understand who those targets are because you understand how large is that market. Generally, this person represents this size of market. What's their influence to others? Like, do they have purchase power? Do they influence others who are making decisions about use or purchase? And do they cost for, you know, we're a business, we need to make money to keep going. Do they generate revenue for you? So based on those things, we think about, how strategic is this particular single customer that represents probably a large customer base. And then we use that persona to focus the design of the product. We think about them end to end. So what are the contexts of they're using it? How does this feature that is on the other side of the product compare to the feature that's on this side of the product? And if both of those feature teams are designing for that same target user in mind, then the product starts to have this sense of internal consistency and elegance that it wouldn't before. And that's the trick to it, I think, building a beautiful product is to not just everybody on the team, on a large development team, is building for a different person. They're building for a different target audience, and it means the end product is some kind of Frankenstein thing with all these features kludged together that don't necessarily talk to each other, that don't have the same sense of flow and design and the underlying model of how you interact with it. Personas is a technique that helps us do that in a better way. It's not the only thing that we do, but it's one way to get products to have a real beauty to them.